There are three bills that would make the so-called teacher report cards confidential. Assemblywoman Sandy Galiff, State Senator Greg Ball, and Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe have each introduced legislation that would restrict access to teachers' grades. Assemblywoman Galiff believes teachers' grades should be part of personal confidential work records, and releasing them would be of no benefit to the education system.
The reason that we're grading teachers is as a tool for administration and supervisors to enhance the ability of our educators and to also determine if some people are in the classroom that should not be there and they need to be let go. But I don't believe that as public employees, as teachers, that their grade should be on the front page of the paper.
Back in February, New York City schools released 18,000 teacher ratings. Some turned out to be incorrect. New York State United Teachers President Dick Iannuzzi explains that the union is going to demand that the legislation passed puts an end to what he calls the tabloid shaming of teachers.
And get us to a point where we're only talking about what's meaningful and how perhaps that can be part of a conversation with parents, but there is no reason for public access or for media access to what effectively is meaningful material that has to do with the performance of an individual employee.
Ball's and Galiff's bills would amend state education law to protect teacher evaluations. Ball expects amendments to his bill would allow limited parental access. Assemblyman Tom Abinante is co-sponsoring Galiff's bill.
We're going to talk about releasing test results, then maybe we ought to give the public a true picture of the students whose results are being released. Their IQs, whether the English is their first language, what their income levels are, whether they were tutored after school or not. This whole discussion about releasing teachers' test results is going to create a dissension in every school district and drive a wedge between the teachers and the evaluators and the parents.
Jaffe's bill would amend civil rights law. It would allow parents or legal guardians to file a Freedom of Information request to meet with their principal and see the ratings of their child's current teacher. Michael Verga is Assemblywoman Jaffe's communications director.
As it concerns her teacher evaluation bill, this legislation is a reform bill that tries to strike the right balance between teacher privacy and teacher evaluation, and to ensure that parents can see how their teachers are doing, while also ensuring an impartial review process that the certain level of confidentiality this bill provides. It's hoped that also this legislation will be able to ensure accountability by the review process without driving quality teachers out of the state.
Assemblyman Bob Castelli weighs in.
The function of the process is more an in-house rather than one that is going to be given out to the public. So while I have no problem with it being released to the public in general, I think it may create problems from an administrative standpoint.
Rich Azzopardi is the communications director for the Independent Democratic Conference. He believes both sides of the argument have merit.
Everybody's looking for a middle ground here. There are two very compelling sides to this argument, and we think both have merit. It is our hope that before the session ends in June, we will have a resolution that everybody can agree with.
School districts are gearing up to grade teachers in June on a new 100-point scale. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.